This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Corey Davis of Verizon Frontline. Corey, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, Donnie, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
So, one of my favorite things is to get to watch all the public safety equipment and solutions in action. And one of the places I love to see it is at the interop conferences at Texas A&M at Disaster City. And my understanding is you guys had a huge presence there as Verizon Frontline.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, we had a large team down at Interop 2024. Actually, these exercises are really becoming or have been fundamental to our overall response capabilities and our preparedness strategy. So this year alone, outside of just Interop, we've already partnered with agencies across 19 states on 42 exercises. What's really unique about Interop is you know, Interop brings all of kind of the brightest minds around disaster response, interoperability, public safety, mission critical communications together to really push the envelope on, you know, what is the art of what's possible. And this year's exercise actually simulated what it would take to help ensure that those mission critical communication capabilities during a large scale event with over 100,000 attendees, as well as there was a cyber attack, there was a terrorist attack, really, you know, the height of what could go wrong, went wrong. But as you know, in public safety, every second counts, and having that mission critical communications is so, so vital.
Well, it's very true, very true, and there's not many places better than Disaster City at A&M to test things out, because they have, I think, 170 different scenarios in that huge facility of different ways that things can go wrong. So tell me, when things really go wrong, you have a responder out there, and there's no infrastructure, no connectivity. What are some of the things you all have work with to help them communicate, even in those dire situations?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team, in partnership with our larger Verizon response teams, so we delivered multiple solutions during these scenarios, like aerial mapping capabilities via UAS and drones. We provided a tactical command trailer. Big Red was down there. That's our large command trailer as well. We had rapid connectivity units down there, our RRCUs. And then we also had our drones, our Hawks. And those Hawks are the drones that provide that coverage, that 4G or 5G coverage, you know, through a tethered scenario. You know, some of the focuses for this year's scenarios were around mission critical PTT, so we had, you know, that deployed. Next gen 911 TAC continues to be a hot topic, and the team was able to partner on multiple solutions during this exercise. I talked about the real time aerial mapping and the UAS work. ICAM is another topic that continues to come up. That was also part of the scenario. ISF, so information sharing, as you know, during these large scale disasters, that communication tree is so, so critical. And then there was a lot of talk around PACE planning. So, you know, the primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency planning, you know, what solutions and tools specifically do you have, you know, in your toolbox, you know, during these, you know, times of disaster, specifically when macro networks go down, right? So what I'm really excited to talk about, Donnie, is, you know, through a partnership with Qualcomm and their 5G SideLink device, you know, we worked together to successfully make a voice and video call from devices using this prototype 5G SideLink. And really what this SideLink is it's a direct device-to-device or a device-to-network technology, all built on 3GPP standards that supports that direct communication between two or more devices, even when there's no cellular coverage. So it expands the cellular system coverage, and then it introduces much-needed public safety capabilities.
Well, that's huge, and because that's honestly, as we look at 4G and 5G, that's always been the concern from public safety is, hey, if I don't have some kind of network, you know, this thing that I've got in my hand is basically useless. With Sidelink, you do have some functionality. Now, were you all able to test what kind of range you were getting or anything like that? Or is it more, hey, this is more as I'm traveling in a group and at least those guys can communicate to each other?
Yeah, so that's good. So we kept it very fenced in as far as the distance goes. We kept it, you know, to the college station, the area there where the scenario was going on. And really with the configuration was enabled with both Mission Critical Voice and Mission Critical Video. So really what we did is we were able to transmit from device that was configured through a relay to that Sidelink prototype device running the push-to-talk applications. And then it really demonstrated that off-network capabilities. We were able to successfully, like I said before, get both a voice, a Mission Critical Voice, and Mission Critical Video call out. And that ability to be able to provide those mission critical services with zero macro, as we've just talked about, is so, so critical. So we weren't really focused more necessarily on the range. But as you know, with this technology, there is hop-to-hop technology. So you can expand this range out. We were just really focused on, you know, showing that we could still provide communications through this partnership, even if there was zero macro network support.
Yeah, because it takes a little while for Big Red to get out there sometimes.
And, it does. And all of our assets, right? And you think about it. You think about, you know, Big Cat 5 hurricane, and there's a lot of projections by NOAA right now. Even though we build our networks to extend or to be able to handle that type of severe weather, you know, macro networks go down. You know, we're great, but we have outages too. We're not perfect. And this is just another tool that we are able to provide partnering with these agencies, and really shows our commitment to public safety, and really shows, you know, that commitment outside of just your traditional cellular, you know, phones, tablets, you know, routers. You know, they need to be able to communicate if and when networks are up or down. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because every second literally counts, as everybody knows.
Absolutely. I did want to clarify one thing now. I had been hearing about, you know, the ability of Sidelink, and I'd been hearing about demonstrations of going from one device to another, and I knew that the capability was in there to actually hop, you know, go from one device to another device, and then actually get it to a third device or the network. And I was just curious, did you all actually hop to, once or twice, or were just one link?
We just used one. Okay. Yeah, for this scenario, we just did one. But as you stated here, that capability is, and we'll be continuing to do that, the hop test, that hop capability with Sidelink, as you know, as this capability moves from prototype to commercialization, you know, something that, you know, all these agencies will be able to take advantage of at some point. And so it was more just that device to device is what we focused on during this scenario.
Perfect. And I'm sure everyone in the audience is gonna say, Donnie, ask him. So when might this actually be available commercially, where public safety can use it, and that sort of thing? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, so I don't have any ideas. Again, this is a Qualcomm product. This is just something, again, through our Verizon Innovation, through our innovation program. You know, we're out there talking with industry around providing, you know, these tools and these capabilities, especially as we get into a 5G world, and then as we get into a 5G standalone world. We just want to make sure that we're staying ahead of the curve, or we're partnering with these agencies, or sorry, these industries on this next-gen technology. So I don't have a date. We'd have to talk to Qualcomm on that. I'm just super excited, Donnie, that we were able to demonstrate both of these use cases, specifically voice and video, because as you know, video is super hot right now. Everybody wants that very high-resolution, real-time situational awareness, whether it's coming from a camera, whether it's coming from a drone, whether it's coming from another device, it's so, so critical.
Absolutely. Well, the key thing is the standard does work. So getting it to that commercial level, that gets into all sorts of stuff that is way above my understanding most of the time. But it's great to know that the standard does work, and that's something that public safety should be able to count on in the next several years at least.
Absolutely.
Corey, congratulations to Verizon Frontline. It sounds like you guys did a lot of cool stuff down in A&M, and it's a cool place to do it, I might add. Please keep in touch and let us know what the progress you guys make going forward.
We will. Thanks, Donnie. We appreciate it.
Thanks.